Chapter 18. Inspiration. As a self-absorbed young person, I had no bandwidth to even recognize inspiring stories if I heard them. But by my middle adult years, I started to be able to see it. Having now lived through my own successes and failures, disappointments, professional growth, I woke up to what was going on around me. The years opened my mind. I needed personal history before I could appreciate inspiring stories. Gloria Steinem. I asked Gloria Steinem what had been the best part of being identified as a leader of a worldwide movement of liberation. She said, "The stories I hear." I asked if one stood out in particular.
Well, there are moments, and they're mostly small moments, I would say. You know, somebody comes up to me in the street. It's a great gift to be recognizable as part of something that I deeply care about. I'd be crazy to think it was about me. I know it's about the movement, you know. But I get the stories sometimes. You know, they come and tell me these amazing stories. Well, here's what happened in my life because of something they associate with me or the magazine or just because of the idea in general. And I am the recipient of those stories. And that's enough. Any one of them is enough to keep you going for a month.
Is there one that kind of stands above the others that comes to mind quickly?
Because I was in a book autograph line, you know, for a book of mine, in a bookstore, and a woman, very elegant woman in a red suit, black woman, in, I don't know, middle age, sort of 30s, 40s. While I'm signing, she's telling me the story about how when she first read Ms. Magazine, she was in jail, in prison, for prostitution. And after she read the magazine, she wondered how come she was in jail and not the customer. So she asked for law books and was told that in that state, only men's prisons had a law library, not women's prisons. So she organized the women prisoners to get law books. And she started to help them with their child custody cases, everything that happens when you're in prison, you know, you lose your kids. And then she went to apprentice herself to a women's law firm after she got out. And she said, "And now I'm a lawyer." She said, "I thought you just might like to know." I mean, that keeps you going right there for at least a month, if not longer. And there are just tons of them, tons of them.
Gloria gets charged up by the stories she hears from people whose lives her movement has enriched. These inspirational stories are so moving. With so much negativity around us, to hear about people supporting others, it can make our lives brighter and the future more hopeful.